It's such a powerful and instructive word. And how we are to accept his words and store them deep within ourselves. How we are to turn our ears and to listen. And allowing his word to dwell in our hearts. The verse that jumped out off the page for me when reading this was verse 4. And it says, "And if you look for it as for silver, and search for it as for hidden treasure." I believe all of us here are searching for a greater knowledge and an understanding of Scripture and of God. But we must start somewhere. Hopefully, a number of you here will remember Treasure Island. Who remembers Treasure Island? About the pirates racing to get to an island with a map in hand and trampling over each other and trying to find the treasure marked with the X that was on the map. With the famous parrot on the shoulder constantly saying, "Pieces of eight." Many of us have a parrot on our shoulders and search for the X on our map and chase the things of the flesh, material things, surrounding ourselves with the lights of the world, but we're never satisfied. We get to the X and we dig, 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 dig. And we cover others in our dirt, throwing our dirt on each other, looking for that hidden treasure, a sense of identity and self-worth. We place all our energies in chasing and digging for more, whilst covering those around us in our dirt. However, God is talking about a different type of treasure that's hidden in Scripture. And we have Christ living in us, don't we? We are directed to read his word, but we tend to open the Bible and read our favourite scriptures that perhaps we need at the time. We only scratch the surface. We like to read something familiar, or we like the sound of, and perhaps doesn't challenge us. We all know different types of scripture, such as John 4:13-14. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks the water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them like a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Fairly easy to understand. And most of us can relate to Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd." David has been preaching about this psalm and enable us to dig deeper within that psalm. But also, how about Hebrews 13:5? Perhaps some of us may know this one. "I will never leave you or forsake you." Do we all know that? Most people know John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." In Matthew, "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Some of these scriptures are our quick go-to scriptures. We know where they are. We think, "Oh, just pop and have a quick read." All right, great, but I'm on again, off again. We recognize them, and hopefully a number of us here would have recognized them. And no doubt we all have our own special scriptures. But however, they are a source of great blessing to us, aren't they? As we read and we meditate on them, perhaps sometimes we need to go a little bit deeper. When Nicola and I were chatting about what I was bringing this morning, obviously you tend to chat and have chat about different things. And perhaps us, go to the easier, well-known scriptures. And perhaps don't read some of the scriptures which are more challenging, especially some that are in the Old Testament. My Bible, I'll just show you in a minute, is 3 inches thick? Yeah, about 3 inches? 2.5. Thank you, Terry. 2.5. 2.75? Any more offers on that would be great. But to be perfectly honest, and I will be honest with you, I mostly only know about between a quarter and a half of an inch of that Bible. There is so much more. Take, for instance, the Sermon on the Mount. We all know of the Sermon on the Mount, don't we? With Jesus standing there. And we're aware of things like the Beatitudes, which talk about blessings. For example, blessed are those that mourn, for they will be comforted. And then, of course, the Lord's Prayer, which we all know. And I'm going to read it again, and it's going to be coming from the King James Version. And it's this. In this manner, so Jesus is talking, it says, so in this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forget our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. But Jesus didn't stop there. Jesus didn't suddenly stop and say, well, that's job done. You now know how to pray. I'm off. No. He continued. Nicola, could you put up Luke 11, please? This was after the Lord's Prayer. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in my bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is a friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Amazing. In other words, keep knocking. Keep seeking. Go deeper. And as I've mentioned before in a sermon before, Jesus is the bread of life. And through him, you are satisfied. And we cannot get enough of it. Can you imagine a gold miner entering a mine, having a look around and say, there's nothing in here. No gold has hopped out of the mine and into my trolley. The miner just stands there, moving around, having a good look, thinking, come on, get my trolley. Come on, piece of gold, get my trolley. No. A miner must begin to search for the gold and start digging. The term strike gold means we have to strike it. It's already there. We need to just search and dig. And as you search and dig, God will speak to you through his word. As we dig and strike that gold, our faith grows and our hunger for God grows. I'd just like to share a couple of scriptures with you. This one's from Psalm 119, verse 130. Hopefully you can read it. It says, "The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." So, as we read and unfold his words, they give light and it gives understanding. Doesn't say that we need a degree. Next one is Psalm 119, 105. It says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." It is a lamp to our feet, keeping us on that straight and narrow. Proverbs 20, 27. "The spirit of a man is a lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart." The Lord's lamp also searches us, searches deep within us. Proverbs 6, 23. It says, "For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life." Helping us to be disciplined and guiding us to that way of life. 2 Peter 1:19. I don't know what this is. "And we have something more sure, the prophetic word to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." So, we listen and read, and it will dwell in you. And when it's ready, like a good loaf of bread, it will rise and rise up and out. Last one is Proverbs 3, 13, 18. It says this, "Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed." So be blessed. For those that seek it as silver or gold, but we know it's more profitable than that. For searching, we will find peace again, understanding, and be transformed. I could go on for ages and ages, because there's amazing amounts of scripture that can come out. But you know what? The Lord wants you to start digging in that word. Nicola, would you put Proverbs back up, please, love, the first one. This Bible is a map, and it has an X on it. X marks the spot where treasure is hidden, and we must search and dig as if we are searching for silver and gold. But the treasure you will find is worth much more than that. Apply the knowledge and be changed. I'm going to give you... just wrapping up, I'm going to give you a quote from a gentleman called Dwight Lyman Moody. And it says this, "The Bible was not given for our information, but for our transformation." So, are we ready to dig? So let's dig. Amen. Let's just pray a moment. Father, We give thanks, Lord, that you are here this morning. And give us a heart to dig deeper and to seek your understanding and gaining knowledge and wisdom that only comes from you. Help us to have that hunger that we need. Lord, help us to talk to one another when perhaps things don't appear to be clear. Help us to study your word. Most of all, Lord, we want to give thanks for your Son that died on the cross for us so that we could have this relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're just going to stand and sing our next song, which is King of Kings, Majesty.